wind up your waist, now wind up your waist. Wind up your waist.
Hello, 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 goddamn, goddamn. This is Who the Fuck Knows with Emily Rose. I'm Emily Rose. Guys, today we are going to be very speedy. This is coming out either very late Tuesday night or very early Wednesday morning. So I feel like it's not really necessary to go point by point and do a full recap because, let's be serious, what we're really all waiting for are tonight's episode, next week's episode, and then the reunion, right? So the penultimate, the finale, and then the reunion. So also, this episode was really hard to watch. So I'm not going to get too much into it. I'm going to do a speed recap. I've been enjoying doing that, so I'm going to keep doing that. Then I'm going to hit on some things that you guys said on Instagram. I put out some polls. If you guys aren't following me on Instagram, do it, okay? I put a lot of thought into my polls. Even if you guys don't like them, I love my polls. They make my day better. And I have a bunch on Vanderpump Rules, and I have a highlight of them. So if you want to see where people are with different ideas and concepts surrounding Vanderpump Rules, go to my Instagram. It's at WhoTFKnowsEmilyRose, at WhoTFKnowsEmilyRose on Instagram. All right. Okay, now let's speed recap this thing. Okay, Tom, Ariana, Schwartz, Raquel, Sheena, and Brock head to the desert for an ecstasy-filled birthday celebration for Raquel, hosted by contenders for White Lotus Season 3, Nate and Ricky, and we learn that the bucket hat makes a comeback in a big way. They proceed to draw Animal Crossing conclusions and pull a Billy Corgan for reasons I don't quite understand. We then head back to LA for a fabulously edited and immaculately narrated timeline for the beginnings of the Scandoval. We get the most iconic VPR scene of all time with Ken Todd stumbling into the room with LVP and company to explain that Raquel had a sleepover at Sandy's house. Back at Waco, the group tries to justify years of getting along with the Tom's bullshit and all settle in on it not being a big deal. Lala, Christina, and Katie take pictures in robes. Meanwhile, Schwartz, resident stand-up comedian, makes a joke that Raquel is only after men that are taken. We finally head up to the fire pit where Rachel officially announces her Reputation tour, and Ariana is an unwavering friend to her. Lala talks about sex with her mom. Lala talks about sex that she's having to her mom. I just need to clarify. Allie tells James he's an embarrassment. We head to the lip balm girls party where the real shit pops off. Ariana tells Katie they can't work together if she's going to do her Katie thing with Raquel and Sandoval, and Lala proves that Sandoval's a liar as he scrambles to put together a coherent excuse. Okay, I'm getting better at those. Yeah, this was, guys, this was the hardest episode to watch by far, okay? And so again, this is going to be a short episode on my end because I don't, what is there to say, really? I have lots of thoughts and feelings about it, but before we get into it, I do need to talk quickly about Kristen Doty's Watch What Happens Live appearance. Look, I've been saying this from the jump. Kristen Doty, first of all, doesn't need people coming to her defense. She doesn't need people, like, we don't need to be hell-bent on being like, Kristen's a changed woman. Maybe she is and maybe she isn't. The only person that can show us that is Kristen Doty, right? So Bravo's going to do what they want, whether we want them to or not. And if they're going to bring Kristen back, they're going to do that. So I think it is completely valid for people to feel a way about that and not be okay with it. And I will say, I believe it was, I've said this before, but I think it was an episode of Hollywood Raw, which is a podcast with two former TMZ employees. They were on the show all the time. I used to watch TMZ show all the time. They talk to her and she does kind of get into it, because I know I've seen a lot of people being like, she should have been held accountable on Watch What Happens Live. Guys, that, I would understand, see, this is the thing, because I've been listening to her podcast and because I've heard her on other podcasts over the years, and I listened to some of her audiobook, but that doesn't really count because that was written before she was canceled, as it were. Watch What Happens Live is not, though, you don't want, first of all, Andy was like burping and stuff like that. I think he was drunk or high or something. And you don't, that's not the kind of accountability that people, that we would, that's not a productive type of accountability. I will say that from what I've heard, when she has spoken about what happened with Faith, she has been, I'll say she's been more genuine than Stassi has in her reflection and taking accountability and learning. It seems that way. But again, I don't know, because I don't know her or her personal life. I can't vouch for her as a friend or as a real person because I don't know her. But there are things out there. It's just that many people haven't sought after Kristen Doty because why would you? Also, and this is not a defense of Kristen Doty, I do just want to say, Stassi has not taken accountability. In my, not that it's for me to judge because I'm a white woman, but from as far as from a stance of what accountability looks like, Stassi has not done that. I have listened to a few of her things. I have read things. I watched that, oh my God, Tamron Hall interview that she did. She hasn't taken accountability. I don't think Stassi knows what she did or cares that what she did was racist and wrong. Whereas some of the things that I've heard Kristen say, I think that she does. And maybe that's a step. Maybe it's not. It's not for me to decide. Don't attack people, though, on the internet, especially Black women and men who want to express concerns about Kristen returning because it's fucking valid. So don't be that person arguing with someone about someone you don't know about really valid feelings. Because what Kristen participated in was racist. So, like, let's just be clear on that. Anyway, enough about that. I just wanted to say, of all the things that she said on her Watch What Happens Live appearance, if you have been watching or listening to her podcast, watching Sheena's stuff, listening to Lala, whatever, she didn't really do or say anything new if you've been tuned in. However, she did say something that I saw. I know y'all are so tired. Maybe you're not. Let me know if you're tired of me referring to Reddit, because some people aren't on Reddit. And so maybe it's really annoying, but I am. And I saw people saying, like, how dare Kristen Doty attack James's sobriety. I don't know why they're British, but they are in my mind. Guys, we have to be fucking for real with this one. First of all, Kristen has no obligation to be friends with James just because the rest of these toxic ass people are, okay? She's toxic too, but she can draw a boundary if she wants. She dated the man. Whether or not their relationship was good, she has the right to draw a boundary. Second of all, the man has never been sober. I'm sorry to say it. Allegedly. But there have been stories since he decided the first time that he was going to stop drinking on the show. There have been rumors that he never stopped drinking. He never stopped using other substances, whether that be weed or something else. Like, he may have had moments of sobriety, but he was not sober the way that Lala is sober. So she's not attacking his sobriety because he wasn't sober, guys. I'm sorry. And if there's one thing I'm going to believe Kristen Doty about, it's that. Because there have been rumors for years. If you pay attention to what people say on podcasts for years, you hear people that have interacted with him, that have seen him drinking during periods of time that he was claiming not to be drinking. So I'm sorry that that offends people, but that's what's up. And I think it's okay for Kristen to say that. She's pissed off, and I think she should be. I think, again, like, this boundary drawing that she's doing is something that obviously the rest of the cast could really benefit from. So I'm never going to be mad at anybody hating James Kennedy. I know that we like him right now, but not a good person usually, or hasn't been. Maybe he is now, but he hasn't been. So let's keep that in mind. Okay, that's all I have to say about Kristen. As far as the episode goes, I think that overall, this was, like I said, really hard to watch, really cringe, really devastating because, and this is why I don't understand why people don't like believe that this was set up. Like, Ariana's conviction, and maybe I'm projecting something onto her, but I feel like it's very real. In those moments where she is defending Raquel, hugging her, standing up for her, saying you could have slept in one of the guest rooms, you don't have to sleep on the couch, like you're one of our best friends, like, that to me is the conviction of someone who really cares about somebody else. And I don't think that you would care that deeply for someone. I mean, maybe, but I'm not even going to give credit. The setup thing and the things that some of these other accounts are like surmising, I don't understand it. And I did some polls on Instagram that I'm about to get into. For example, a lot of people are like, saying something, well, I'm recording this now and I'm seeing that Lala has her episode out. She puts her episode out on Wednesdays, like me, we're like twins. And it says the one where, because all of hers are like friends episodes, so they all say the one where. So hers says something like the one where it wasn't edited until it was. And I haven't listened to it yet. Excuse me. But I can surmise that the point of that is probably, yeah, I know I said that it wasn't edited a few, like several episodes ago, but they've now gone in and edited it. And I'm like, no shit. And I feel like it kind of, look at me defending Lala. I feel like it kind of sucks that she would have to defend that or even say that. Like, guys, Andy didn't say that none of the episodes that you will see have been re-edited. That would be a lie. That would be ridiculous. But he was saying those first couple of episodes to come out after everything broke had not been re-edited, and they probably wouldn't be, right? There's not enough time to do all of that. They have lots of footage. They have lots of, I follow a couple of the producers online. Like, I was watching them, like, one of them was, like, on vacation somewhere. They didn't have time to re-edit them, but now they do. So this is what I think. No, I don't think the scene with Ken, Lisa, and Katie and the sandwiches, etc., was after Scandoval. I believe it was before, because I believe that they were pushing a narrative, they being the girls on the cast, and the cast as a whole. I think that that is something that they kind of silently agree to do, or maybe not so silently, but I think that every year they kind of, they know that they are going to, and Lala has said this several times, they know that they are going to come for people. I don't want to say set people up, but they kind of set people up. They do it to James all the damn time and kind of manipulate situations in the spirit of making great TV. It doesn't mean that they're not. I think that that's the reality of Vanderpump Rules. They're manipulating people knowing that they're doing it to create content, essentially. That's what they do. So, yeah, in my mind, it happened like they ran with some rumors about Raquel. I don't think anybody particularly really thought that Raquel was sleeping with Sandoval, or maybe they really did like have a warning about it in their minds or in their hearts, but they didn't really like think that. And then when the season died, the all of the drama, you know, kind of gets downplayed for the most part. They're not really in it, right? They're living their lives. And then when it broke, they were like, oh shit, we were right. We thought we were just starting shit. Oh my God. That's what I think that, like, people are so confused. And I think that maybe it needs to be explained better from, maybe Lala will explain it in her episode today. Maybe Andy will explain it, or maybe they can't. Maybe that's part of the magic of reality television. But to me, it's pretty clear, right? They start shit. They decided to make Raquel the bad guy. It benefited Raquel because then she could be the underdog and she could come up on the season. I don't think that Lala really cares about being the bad guy on the show. I don't think she's quite aware of how she acts in real life, but on the show, I don't think she cares about being the bad guy. I think they know how to push storylines to get people engaged, right? Because when you have an underdog, you're going to be engaged. You're going to want to root for somebody. And I think that that's what was happening. I think that they knowingly did that. That does not mean that they set everything up or that they were planning that, like, Sandoval, Ariana, and Raquel sat down and were like, we're going to plan an affair, or we're going to pretend like there's an affair. Because if anything was being pretended, it was Schwartz and Ariana. I'm sorry. Whew, can you imagine? Schwartz and Ariana. That's just like Katie and Sandoval. God, Sandoval's such an idiot. It would be like Schwartz and Raquel was the planned affair that wasn't happening. That was what they were hyper focusing on. And they were using storylines like Peter, Oliver, and Sandoval to support and try to make it look like something was going on that wasn't. Because in reality, Schwartz was living with a girl named Joe. And obviously Ariana was sleeping with Sandoval. That was the reality. People just didn't know about the Sandoval piece. Now, on who didn't know and who did know, I believe listen, guys, listen to Reality Bites. It's a podcast on wherever you get your podcasts. It's by two reality TV producers, respectively. I think that they've worked on things like the Selling Sunsets and things like that, or Million Dollar Listening, whichever one's on Bravo. I think that's Million Dollar Listening. Southern Charm. I think that they did one of the competition shows, like Top Chef or something. listen to them because they have good insight. And if you don't believe me, because I'm just picking up from years of watching TV and researching it and, you know, caring about it enough to like look into it, then listen to them because they make it very plain. Yeah, maybe Tom's producer or producers knew. Maybe Raquel's producers knew. That doesn't mean that it was, I don't understand this like perspective of it was fake or it was set up. It's all, in a way, it's all kind of fake, right? Like I said, they know that Raquel and Tom are not sleeping together, Tom Schwartz, but they're pushing that narrative to get people engaged. So in a way, that's fake, right? But like, for some people, there can't be like that nuance of like pieces of this are not real or everything you see is not exactly as it's presented. But that does not mean that doesn't mean that the whole affair was set up. And so then Vanderpump Rules Party, which is a podcast that I don't know. I used to follow them pretty closely. It seems like they're getting a lot of backlash. I'm not going to talk shit. They're one of the oldest Vanderpump Rules podcasts out there. So good for them. But they posted this thing kind of to raise like conversation because one of the apartment complexes, I don't even know which one, had a notice up that said that they would be filming for Vanderpump Rules from like February 8th to April 4th, something like that. People were like, well, why would they be filming during that time? Like, guys, what do you think goes on? Like, how do you guys think that reality TV, they don't? I don't know. To me, it's because I already know, but I encourage people to look it up and be curious. Be engaged outside of the show if you love these shows. If you love it enough to go comment like a paragraph about how it's fake, then you should definitely look up some other stuff just to like be knowledgeable about the process of creating a television show, because the reunion was set to air or to, excuse me, tape sometime in April. So it would make sense that they would have like maybe pickup shots. I feel like people don't really know what a pickup shot is, like exterior shots. There's a lot of stuff that goes into creating a show, and they may need to go back and film some stuff. Then Ryan Bailey, actually, I don't know if anybody else is a Patreon member of his, but he had an interview with Raquel and, excuse me, Ariana and Tom Sandoval before any of this broke. I think it was for the season premiere. And he asked them about, because this flyer of filming notice has been going around forever, and Ryan assumed that it was evident that they were going to start filming for season 11 during that time. Because remember, all of this was filmed over the summer. So he's like, does that mean that it's been picked up for season 11? The reason that this would be something that he would even be interested in is because the show did so terribly, admittedly, again, everybody thought the show was done. Katie and Tom's divorce gave them a little extra time. And so it was exciting to think that maybe this season before it premiered was so good that they already picked up for a season 11. So that's why they would be filming. And Ariana and Tom said, no, sometimes they just film at some of our apartments to film us doing random shit around the house. That's how these things work. And Ryan Bailey said in a comment, he said, you guys should look up the past 5 or 6 years of production notices. And he's right. Maybe there would be reason to fan that flame if you look through the production notices of the past 5 and 6 years, and they have never, ever filmed outside of their scheduled filming time, filming the cast. If they've never put up a notice, they've never blocked anything off, they've never had a private party. If that's the case, then fine. I guess maybe it's a little suspect. That's not what these guys are going to do. People have lives. These people are not, it is not just Vanderpump Rules cast members that are involved. These people have contracts. Some producers, a lot of them can be freelance. Like, they pick up other jobs. So, no, they're not going to just, like, plan out it just doesn't make sense. And why would they stop filming on like April 4th? I'm sorry, I went on a really long tangent there, and this is supposed to be a short episode, but I wanted to just voice some of my feelings because I feel like people are getting carried away with this is all staged. And I feel like there are certain accounts out there, and I'm not talking about Vanderpump Rules Party, by the way, just to be clear. But I feel like there are certain accounts out there that are hyping up this narrative, and I feel like they're doing it to get more attention to their page. And then they're like confusing viewers, and it's frustrating for people that really like the show and want it to do well, because people, fans are like confused and outraged and like, they're conspiring that it's all fake. Well, that's not good for our show that we love. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so that's how I feel about that. However, last thing. Yeah, I think Lisa told Ken, you got to come out and say this. I don't know how Lisa Vanderpump's mind works. I don't know why she does half the shit that she does. But I promise you, from watching several seasons of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills for years and years and years, my favorite housewives next to Atlanta, she does shit like this. No one knows. I don't know why. Nene did this shit with Greg. Like, you tell the husband to deliver information to maybe validate it or make it look like it's a bigger deal than it is. Lisa knows how to hype shit up as well, okay? I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't think that it was before Scandoval. Or, I'm sorry, I don't think it was after Scandoval. Obviously, Lala's narration was after Sandoval. Why would they... What does it matter? I just don't understand why people don't... It's not the people. It's on people like Lala and Andy who aren't clear when they like manically take to Instagram to be like, this wasn't edited, instead of just being like, these episodes weren't edited. That does not mean that they will not be edited in the future. And we see this because there were things that were shown in the original trailer for the season that we have not seen. There was a conversation with Allie and Charlie. There was a thing with Tom and Raquel getting out of the pool. There's been stuff that was shown in the, Tom kissing Ariana in bed. There was stuff that was shown in the original trailer that is not shown in this one, or hasn't been shown yet in this part of the episode, excuse me. Okay, that's really how I feel about all of that. I don't really even want to get into it. Tom's a liar. The Memorial Day party was a thing that he lied. I mean, he's just lying, period. He's lying. All right, let's get into some of this Instagram stuff. Okay, so I did some polls on Instagram, and here are, they were very complicated, so thank you guys for keeping up and responding accordingly. So the first poll says, other than Ariana, who have you done a complete 180 on in a good way in light of Scandoval and this season? Most of you said James with 50%, 30% said Katie, 15% said Lala, and 5% said Schwartz. But I think the person who said Schwartz DM'd me and said she meant to put Katie on X, so she accidentally clicked it. So none for Schwartz. Bye. Next, other than Taquel, which is what I am calling Tom and Raquel, Tom Sandoval, that is, who have you done a complete 180 on in a bad way in light of Scandoval this season? Almost everybody said Schwartz. A couple of people said Katie, and one person said James, which is interesting. Who has strengthened your love for them this season? So 32% said James, 21% said either Sheena or Katie, so they're tied, and then 26% said Lala. Now, you guys know that I am only strengthened by Sheena Marie Shea. Agree or disagree, the voiceover Lala did to narrate the clue sequence was added in post-production, post-Scandoval. Almost everybody agrees, and only I think one person disagrees, which is, we've already talked about that. I agree. I think that it was added after Scandoval. Now, the next poll says, the voiceover Lala did to narrate the clue sequence was added in post-production after Scandoval. However, that does not mean the whole affair was planned. And most of you agreed. 94% agreed. Only one disagree. And like I said, I just went over that. I believe that while the narration was added in, and there was one scene of the women at a table eating dinner in that narration scene that I think was after Scandoval, just because I remember them posting pictures. So, yeah, I think that was post, but everything else I think was before it broke, other than the narration. The next one, agree or disagree, the scene with Ken was orchestrated by Lisa. 94% agree, 6% disagree. I think that's only one person. Like, yeah, Like, Lisa was like, Ken, darling, he must come out and say that you can't believe that Ariana, or that Raquel, sorry, slept over at Tom Sandoval's house. And then he followed suit, goddammit, if nothing else. And I think I said last week with Lauren, by the way, if you haven't heard my episode with Ether Opal, Lauren of Ether Opal, please listen to it. She's great. But Ken was like, I can't believe that Raquel slept. I was like, oof, I think I said he looked like he was rolled out on a box dolly. That's how he acted. Bless him. Okay. Agree or disagree, the scene with Ken was orchestrated by Lisa, but was not added after Scandoval. She just does weird shit like that for the sake of camp. And 94% agree, which I was surprised by. I feel like a lot of people have been saying that it was added after Scandoval broke. So most of you agree with me. So I just argued with myself for no reason. Excuse my voice. Okay. The scene with Lala and James setting up the narration sequence was done before Scandoval. Agree or disagree? 69% agree. 31% said disagree. It was added after. So the whole thing where you're hearing Lala's narration is set up by a conversation with James and Lala. A lot of people think that was added after Scandoval. I don't think it matters if it was, but I do not think that it was. And I don't know why. I just don't feel like it was. But maybe I'm wrong. I'm going to listen to Lala's episode after this, so if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. What can I say? Then I apologize for how weird my polls are. The next thing says, what are you more excited for, the finale or the reunion? 25% said the finale and 75% said the reunion. Me too. I'm excited for the finale. I'm very intrigued by tonight's episode. I think that we see Raquel buying the lightning bolt necklace, which is wild. We see a lot of stuff going on with Ariana and Raquel. Apparently they have a conversation about Sandoval not getting enough sex or whatever, which is stupid. So I'm interested in tonight's episode. I'm very excited for the finale, but I am pumped for the reunion. No pun intended. I don't think we haven't gotten a reunion trailer. That's what I'm trying to watch. That is what I'm trying to watch. I think that's what everyone's trying to watch. It would be much more effective for the reunion trailer to be quote unquote leaked. That is something that I think we would be excited for, more excited for at least. Okay. Then I got this notification. You guys, I'm subscribed to YouTube Premium. And so, I love YouTube. I'm thinking about getting on YouTube. And I get these notifications, these push notifications. And it says, Sheena Shea from her channel, would you go to a concert and not post about it? I was like, what? So I did a poll. And 53% said yes, and 47% said no. There's no context to this. I have no idea why this would be like a tagline, but anyway. And then I asked for any of your lingering questions or theories, and so I'm going to read a couple of these. This one is from Emma. She says, I didn't listen, but apparently the latest episode of Shenanigans has Sheena and Peter saying, Sandy also had an affair with Billy Lee. What do you think? Dude. I think that, I mean, listen, I listened to that episode of Shenanigans, of course. It's my girl. I don't know. It's just that, like, that time in Sandoval's life was, like, kind of different. But then I can't put anything past Billy Lee. I almost felt like she would have slept with Jax back then. I feel like it would be more apropos for Jax to have been the person that she slept with. But, you know, I don't really know that for sure, obviously. But I feel like, I don't know. I think it's possible. And I, like Sheena said on the episode, she said she can't put anything past anybody at this point. So I'm going to go with her. They think that it happened. And I mean, Lala and Katie thought that Ariana or that Jesus, guys, I am so sorry. Please. I think they're all mushing together in my brain. But Raquel, they thought that Raquel and Sandoval were having an affair and they were right. So I don't know. I think it's weird. I think that what they were doing after Scandoval, the recent pictures of them that came out, I think were for attention. I think maybe Billy was trying to get back on the show. Then I have something, I don't want to read your Instagram name out because you didn't give me permission, but this person said, I think Rachel won't film next season due to mental health and Ariana won't film with Tom. I think that Raquel will definitely film next season. Unless she's really in a facility and doing like, I just feel like the reality TV thing is a hard thing to break. It's like an addiction. So I think that Raquel will film next season, or she'll film. I think she's going to pop up in some way. I don't think that she's going to completely not film. I think that Sandoval, I think that this person is right on the money. I don't think that Ariana will film with Tom. She already did, right? We see it in the finale. I think that that's probably the all she wants to talk to him about. I don't think she wants to go to, I think, can you just imagine? I can, because I've been in a similar situation. It's such an awful feeling. I wouldn't want that on camera. And I think that the only person who has the authority or autonomy to say, like, I'm not going to film with this person is Ariana. I think that they would respect that. So I think you're right on the money with that. And then I got a message from Rosie. She said, I really want to get to the bottom of this scandal. I'm on the fence of whether the cast knew. I feel like James knew. I believe that Lala or James were either tipped off heavily or knew. I think, I go back and forth, right? Sometimes I'm like, they definitely did. And then sometimes I'm like, they really didn't. I think that maybe Lala was just creating a lot of mess. And then James was also just being dramatic. I think that there's a possibility that Lisa did know, or that Lisa was given strong hints. Rosie followed up by saying that Lisa probably worked it out from context clues or whatever and knew that way, and asked production, and it kind of went from there. And I think that's probably, I feel like Lisa knew more than anybody on the cast, which makes sense because she's an EP. So that would make total sense. Like I said, I believe that there were producers that knew. Like, I believe that, listen, Tom Schwartz said on his Watch What Happens Live that it was an open secret. I think that that's taking it too far, but I also think that, like, there were suspicions. I think that there may have been a few key people that knew, and or maybe knew, like, a very little piece of it. Like, maybe Lala knew that Raquel and Sandoval made out. And maybe Ariana knew that, too. But maybe that's just not a big deal to her. Listen, Katie said they don't have rules. I'm just kidding. That's not, I don't want to even go into those waters. I can see a world where, like, Ariana knew that they made out drunkenly and maybe was even there and didn't care. And just, like, when you're doing things so blatantly, like, in someone's face, you're not going to think the worst. And I think that that might have been what was going on. She knew one thing, brushed it off, didn't think it was a big deal. They worked through it. But then Sandoval just couldn't. After one kiss, he just couldn't get enough. I've said it on several episodes now. I believe that it happened. Someone else, and I won't pull up because now my internet's going crazy, but someone else said, do I think, because Peter also said on that episode that Emma was referring to, that he thinks that it started as early as, like, March. Listen, I've been saying, I think that something happened, a kiss, a touch, a something, cue cascata, every time we touch, they got a feeling, and that it was shut down or swept under the rug as a one-off, and then the one-offs started, like, gradually escalating and increasing into a full-blown affair. That's what I think. But I don't know that. And we're not going to know for sure until we see the reunion, I guess. I guess the finale. But it looks like finale isn't even going to have all of the details. So we might not know everything until season 11, baby. We might not know until 2025. Who knows? Who the fuck knows? I certainly don't. Guys, let me get out of here. This is a short episode, like I said, but I had lots of fun. I will be back to recap tonight's episode. And then next week, for the finale, I have a great guest, and I'm afraid to say because I don't want to jinx it, but you all love her, trust me. It will be a great time. So keep that on your radar. And in the meantime, guys, please download this episode. Send me love, subscribe, rate me 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Unless you really hate my podcast, then a couple of things there. Totally get it. Don't listen, for sure. If you're this far in and you hate my podcast, then do you hate my podcast? You know what I'm saying? But don't rate me 1 star. I don't think I have any 1 stars yet, but you know, life is crazy, so that could definitely happen. But if you guys enjoy it even a little bit, just go ahead and rate it 5 stars. The 3s and the 4s kind of throw it off. So unless you have like severe conviction, I really would love if you rated it 5 stars. But also, I'm not going to tell you what to do, okay? I'm not Katie and Lala. I'm not going to tell you who to be friends with. I'm not going to exile you. I want you guys to listen and enjoy and feel like you have a place where you can put feedback. And like I said, hopefully soon I will start doing YouTube so that there's actual conversation that can be had, because you guys are great, even from these Instagram polls. Follow me on Instagram. I already gave that. Who TF knows Emily Rose? You can follow my main Instagram, Emily Agogo, at Emily Agogo. You can follow me on TikTok. I have a semi-viral TikTok that I put Sandoval's ridiculous behavior and body movements this season to the backdrop of The Nightman Cometh, which is a rock musical from the show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And then it went not viral, but it got like 800 or something upvotes on Reddit. And I waited a few days and then I was like, well, this is mine. And because a lot of people were like, you should have used a different song, or I wish blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I should have totally. And no one said anything. So it's like, I guess nobody cares. But the person that posted my TikTok got like 3 Reddit awards. And I was like, damn, nothing for the creators. Creators get no love, but that's okay. Follow me on TikTok. I try, when I have a burst of creativity, I try to go with it. So follow me there. That's at Who TF Knows Emily Rose as well. And like I said, download. I think that's it, guys. So keep listening, keep tuning in, and I will have more for you in a bit. All right, bye-bye. Wind up your waist now, wind up your waist. Wind up your waist now, wind up your waist. Yeah, you know I love it when you wind up your waist. Tell me what you want.